This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. 800-258-0550. 800-228-0550. Lots of texts that I've not had a chance to get to. I apologize for that. A lot of guests today. A lot of things going on. We're recapping our visit to the White House yesterday and our conversation with the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And it was an honor for me to be there on your behalf, ask your questions. As I was wrestling around in my head, what am I going to ask? What am I going to ask? So many things to do, right? I said, farmers and ranchers are my top priority. I've got to ask that first. I got a little twisted around because we started talking about North Dakota being the second highest or first top-ranked pro-Trump state in America. But my first question was about farmers and ranchers and relief. Because I want you to know, I know the quality of the character of the farmers and ranchers that call this special place home. I do. I've met enough of you to know very well that these are challenging times for the vast majority of you. And so the president holds in his hand the ability through that trade deal with China alone, not to mention the others, to do some incredible things. And that's why we want to make that the first question for him yesterday. So another guy that's working hard on that behalf is our next guest, the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Hi, Governor. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Welcome back from Washington, D.C. and the White House and the Biden Championship. How fantastic you were there, and you got to interview the president, and he knows you by first name. Thank you, Scott. How fun is that?
That was a pinch-yourself moment at the end. I have to tell you, it was great to see Catherine back at the White House, too. I think she doesn't even need, like, a pass or an escort or anything anymore because she knows exactly where she's going there.
Well, everything that she's working on reducing the shame and stigma of addiction and everything related to the behavioral health, the opioid crisis, I think she's been invited there five times independent of Brent Sanford and I to meet with senior executives, be there for executive order signings with the White House. And so she's become friends with Kellyanne Conway and a number of people that work at the White House. And, yeah, she's I know she's always welcome. When we were in D.C. a week ago for the National Governors Association, president himself was, saying, be sure you come next week when the Bison are here. So she made a special effort to do that. And then she was, back, just like you, back in Fargo this morning, speaking at 7 a.m. at a Chamber of Commerce Eggs and Issues event back in Fargo this morning. So she continues to do just a fantastic job representing the state.
Yeah, no, it was great. It really was. President mentioned that she was there, and of course mentioned that Senator Hovind and Senator Kramer were putting a bug in his ear to get the team there. He remembered watching the game, national championship game, and hey, there's no doubt in my mind. You've been with him far more than I have, but the times I have had the chance to be around him, when he was visiting during the campaign and in the interview yesterday, he loves North Dakota, and that is genuine, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. And when you think about what the level of engagement that he and his cabinet have had with governors around the state and with North Dakota, I mean, unprecedented amount of connection between this administration and our state and the leaders in his cabinet. And it's making a difference for us here in North Dakota.
So today is Energy Day at the Capitol. The Bakken backers have quite the event planned, which is really neat. This has kind of grown. Last session it was a little presentation and some meet and greets, and it's even gone to the next level today. A lot of people in for that, which is fantastic. What do you think of Energy Day at the Capitol?
Well, it's such an important industry for our state, and the participants that are in it are really amazing. When we talk about free markets. We talk about entrepreneurs taking risk. We talk about companies making investments. We both in their physical capital, but also in the human capital. These companies are doing so many great things for North Dakota, and it's important to understand that virtually all the things that we're funding, they're important to people in North Dakota, whether it's K-12 education, higher education, behavioral health, corrections reform, virtually everything that we're doing, the infrastructure bills that are coming through the legislature, all of this are contingent on oil and gas tax revenue that the state's generating, because we have an industry, a private sector that is, willing to take the risk and come up here and develop the resource that we have in North Dakota. And this isn't 2010 or 2012. I mean, there are, oil and gas shale plays all over the world, and now all over the United States. And some of those places are, closer to where the markets are for the, products they're developing. And so, we have to be so grateful that we've got organizations that are willing to invest both in, talent and in capital to continue to develop, North Dakota and do it in a way which is responsible, because it's exciting that we're, ranked number one in clean air and clean water among all the states. I think we can do energy development and be responsible citizens. And that part is key, but it's great to have them all here today. Looking forward to, I've got meetings with a number of them, and I'll be, seeing them at their, reception tonight. But it's great to have them here, and they're getting so much better. They're actually getting more productive. They're lowering their break-even point. They're increasing the amount of production they're getting out of, each of the wells that they're developing. And all of that is just, good news for every North Dakotan. And then on top of that, last week we signed a compact with Chairman Fox from the Mandan, Hidatsa, Rikara, the three affiliated tribes. And that compact is going to be a huge step forward in how we, share the oil tax revenue between North Dakota and the tribe within the boundaries of the three affiliated tribe within their boundaries. But creating a stable tax and regulatory environment is going to help to attract even more energy development to North Dakota, which again, in turn, is going to help the tribe and help the schools and help roads, help everything. So, it's fantastic that we got that signed. That's historic. And I know, MHA is here today because they're a big partner, just like the state is in developing this resource.
And that compact will make, your bold goal, which you presented early in your administration to the oil and gas industry in North Dakota, say, what roadblocks are keeping you from 2 million barrels? Let's shoot for 2 million barrels. Tell me what the problems are and we'll work on those together. And now having every inch of North Dakota, being available where there is oil, to oil and gas production, that 2 million barrel goal is a little more likely, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And, and along with that, we've also been driving forward on this, approach called innovation, versus regulation. Because if you have a problem, say you had a spill like we might have had in the past, where, by the time you diagnose the problem, come up with a regulation, get it passed as a law, hire the inspectors, you give them a clipboard and a state vehicle, and they're driving around. I mean, you could have 4, 6, 8 years pass from when you had the initial problem to when, quote, you've got a solution in the form of a regulation that you can enforce. And, we challenged everybody in the trans, that was in the transmission business, the pipeline portion of our industry, and said, hey, how can we get better at this? Came up with this idea called iPipe, where we've got the Energy and Environmental Resource Center at the University of North Dakota teamed up with the state of North Dakota. Now we've got over a dozen companies that are funding. It's a shark tank for innovation on prevention and detection. And that project is getting national attention, the iPipe project, because there's innovations that are coming out there. I mean, golf ball size. A sensing device that you drop into a pipe and it floats down and it can detect, temperature and pressure and corrosion and the width of the wall. I mean, there's so much innovation that's possible in this digital age. So many ways that we can do things, better, faster, and cheaper if we take advantage of innovation versus the old-fashioned government regulation. So anyway, it's exciting what this industry is doing.
About a minute left before a break, and we're going to keep you through the break and continue in the next segment. But I want to ask you just real briefly, what's keeping you up at night right now related to this legislative session?
Well, one of the things that, you know, that we're having a lot of debate on right now is revenue. And I'd say that, you know, which is there money there to invest in the priorities that we have? And I think we're, you know, going to see a forecast in a couple weeks, which will, you know, help, you know, shed some light that the, you know, economy is strong in North Dakota. And we expect that there's going to be revenue to, you know, fund all the priorities. And a lot of false choices have been offered in terms of, you know, do we do A versus B? And I think if we're smart about how we reinvent government, we're going to be able to do A and B across a number of topics. Now, we're excited about the second half of the session and working with the legislature and making the smartest investments we can of taxpayer dollars to get the best returns for the citizens of the state.
All right. Well, hang tight. We'll chat on the other side of the break. We have a little surprise for the governor, a North Dakota company that I know he knows well, in the spotlight today on Fox and Friends this morning, Fisher Industries. And, of course, conveniently, we had a little conversation with President Trump yesterday about the ability of Fisher Industries to build that wall. We'll talk about that more coming up next.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. Inner Office Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at Inner Office have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. Comes to feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. A very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Safety. It's not just for selfish reasons because we want more listeners, but literally we want you home at night with your kids. That's why the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and WSI have teamed up to help us talk about safety. I mean, the governor's talked about this with, you know, the zero. Why not go for zero, right? Why not shoot for zero? And there's ways you can do that, and you can participate. Defensive driving course is one idea. CPR, AED, and first aid. I mean, you don't know. Your family member, loved one, all of a sudden, what do I do? Well, you'd know if you take the course in Minot on March 19th or Williston March 21st. There's industrial rescue. There's Alive at 25 defensive driving. It's a treasure trove to keep you safe, bring you home to your family at night. NDSC.org, workforcesafety.com. Please do me a favor, check it out. I've done it. Did the predator safety, self-protection, and predator awareness one. It was great. Could come home and tell my daughters, now, here's what you need to know. When you go into a parking lot, look left, look right, be aware. You know, just pick up things that I'd never thought of before. So, anyway, continuing with Governor Doug Burgum. I have a surprise for you, but it's coming in a little bit. Another question I want to ask you about the legislature. I read a story recently by James McPherson about a shortfall in the amount of dollars that were constitutionally mandated to go into school trust fund and other funds to the tune, I believe, of about $230 million. These funds have been shortchanged. And it looks to me like it was a mistake in the treasurer's office interpreting something incorrectly. Attorney General, I'm told, was asked about it, didn't give an official ruling. But anyway, it's a mess. It's a $230 million mess that has to be fixed. How should it be fixed, in your view?
Well, I think it's going to be all sorted out. There has to be, before we jump to any conclusions, we've got to try to really understand what specific laws were passed back in, 2007, 2011, those time frames, and then try to figure out what actually happened. And then there's certainly an ability to work together with the legislature to get it sorted out going forward, because as I said, we've got plenty of revenue to solve it. The constitutional funds that we're talking about aren't going anywhere. And if the money was, went into a different bucket than it was supposed to, then we have an opportunity to fix that going forward. So if it's determined after, the appropriate, digging into the facts that certain constitutional funds should have received more money, then Lieutenant Governor Sanford and I fully support restoring those affected constitutional funds going forward. And I think the state's going to have the dollars to do it. I don't think it's going to have to affect any current legislation that's pending or proposed, because we've got enough revenue to be able to sort that all out. So I think we'll get it figured out. I think it's going to get fixed.
Would you ever support a sort of installment over a number of years to pay it back? Because it would seem to me, and this is, any legislature, they want to spend, right? They're looking for the dollars to spend. So I could see them saying, well that's going to screw up our plans for A, B, and C. We want to spend it. We'll pay that back over time. Would you support that?
Well, I think, again, we have to try to, make sure we understand exactly what happened and why, because they're, each of these funds have slightly different constitutional setups, whether it's foundation aid, common schools trust, or water resources trust fund. And at the end of the day, the legislature, they're the appropriators. So I think there's, still some sorting out that has to do. But like I said, the funds aren't going anywhere. So if you pay them back over time and you fully pay them back, then I think everybody can be made whole, and it doesn't have to be compete for any funding for any spending that the legislature may have thought about for this session.
So yesterday, North Dakota was on the national stage because of the visit to the White House by the NDSU National Championship Bison. Today, North Dakota is on the national stage because Tommy Fisher of North Dakota's own Fisher Industries was on Fox and Friends. Listen to a little of this.
The original border wall prototypes demolished to make room for a new fence along our southern border. And one of the companies that made one of those original prototypes now has a new Made in America border protection offer. Fisher Sand and Gravel's proposal includes 234 miles of border fence to be finished by November 2020. And here to tell us more about it is the president and CEO of Fisher Sand and Gravel, Tommy Fisher. Tommy, you've been on with us before. Thanks for joining us. They just demolished your prototype, and you have an idea for how you can make our border safer. What is that?
Yeah, once we found out that concrete wasn't a bipartisan choice, we went to steel right away and took the same ideas and the innovations and patented a steel hanger frame so we can produce steel bollard fence in a much more efficient way and faster and give a lot longer life by using all weathering steel than what they're currently getting.
All right, I'm going to play more of that interview in a little bit, but right now, Governor, my surprise for you is we actually have Tommy Fisher on the phone here, so I thought the two of you could. What happened, Daniel? Okay, so isn't that great, Governor? I mean, I just thought that was fantastic, and he did a great job.
Well, it is fantastic, and I think, you know, no surprise that we've got a private sector innovation that's figuring out how to way to get things done, you know, better, faster, and cheaper, because that's what America's about. And as I've been saying all along, we need to have Congress needs to step up and do its job, and it's got to provide and secure the border. That's what they have to do. Because, you know, it's important for all of the, you know, citizens of our state, and it's important for all the people who legally immigrated to our country. It's important for all those reasons. And of course, the partisanship on this is really incredible to have people voting against stuff that they voted for before just for, you know, political reasons. So I'm hoping that Congress will step up and do its job, because we have this is sort of step one. In this day and age, is to have secure borders, and then there's so many other important topics that we can work on. And when we're talking about the trillions and trillions of dollars that we spend about on the federal government spends, the amount of money that's being bandied about here is minuscule. And we should, you know, get on to the important things and keep driving the country forward.
Tommy Fisher is here, by the way. Tommy, good job today. That was fantastic. Governor Burgum's on the line as well.
Good to be with both of you guys today.
Yeah, that was really something. North Dakota was on the stage. Well, Governor, is there anything that can be done? I know that, Senator Hovind, he can't say Fisher Industries enough to the government agencies there. Senator Kramer, same thing. From your chair, is it just, advocacy for a North Dakota company? What can you do?
Well, I think the other, thing which I'd be, interested in, because, it's interesting. I think there's, we got only a few states down there. We got some governors, including in Texas and Arizona, that are very supportive of getting this done. And so if Fisher Industries is been talking to Texas or Arizona or haven't, I'd be happy to make introductions to those governors because both of those governors, have a lot of support in their states for having a secure border.
Get a little border coalition going among the states where obviously they're in our case able to benefit from the jobs and everything that will come from a North Dakota company getting it. But Texas and Arizona obviously protect their citizens. Fascinating stuff. Governor, appreciate the time on a busy day today. We'll chat again soon about the legislative session. Take care. Thank you. Tommy, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying later to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know, and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lemoore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee sending the White House a massive request for documents this week. The Democrats on the panel say it's related to possible abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Now, President Trump is slamming the investigation, tweeting this morning that the Democrats on the committee have gone stone cold crazy, arguing innocent people are being investigated and that the U.S. House is going to get nothing else done for the country. In Lee County, Alabama, 23 people confirmed dead from Sunday tornadoes, victims ranging in age from 6 to 90. Sheriff Jay Jones.
The loss of life and the hurt, the pain that these families are going through, words cannot express.
Dozens are still missing from what's already the deadliest breakout of tornadoes in the nation since May of 2013. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter for the price of Pennzoil Conventional, now $26.99. Extend the life of your vehicle and save big with Pennzoil Oil and Filter Specials at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
One, two, three, four. Brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Tell you what, I talked about this last hour. You know, the coal industry is really intertwined with North Dakota, and it's been a long sweep. I mean, think of Lignite, North Dakota, and the mines that were up there. The town named after Lignite, which today is put into a car and is shipped to rail places and put into, you know, the power plant to mine, you know, the mouth of the mine right there at the power plant itself. To do what? To get you affordable, reliable energy. It's just unbelievable. It really is, and it happens every single day because of the good, hard work of North Dakotans who go to work doing this. So they deserve our support for the affordable, reliable energy and because they're good, hard-working North Dakotans. Find out more about how you can help and arm yourself with all the info you need at SecureEnergyFuture.com. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, we'll continue with Tommy Fisher here, Fisher Industries. So, great job on Fox and Friends this morning. It was fantastic. 2.5 minutes, and you got in about everything you needed to get in, didn't you?
I did. I appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully the American public is hopefully and the president and people from DHS can see that we mean business, and we're here to protect the border, bottom line.
So, what's going to happen next week?
Well, we're going to put on a live demonstration for some members of DHS along with Border Patrol officers so they can actually see what we showed on Fox and Friends this morning in real life. Because it's one thing to just basically say, hey, I can do a mile a day. It's the other thing to prove it. So they'll be able to tour our facility and the steel facility to see that we can build 1,000 panels a day, which is roughly 8,000 linear feet. And they'll see the, you know, fence go up in real time. And then the biggest thing that I'm really looking forward to share is when they see the road appear within 5 hours of our, you know, starting construction, then they can get to see that we're building a whole package, not just the barrier.
Yeah, that's what's going to be pretty amazing. And by the way, I'm looking at a letter dated March 4th sent from Senator Kevin Cramer to Kirstjen Nielsen, a follow-up to the previous letter that we read on the air and broke that story on the program, and he's talking about a conversation that he had with her on March 1st and following up his letter of February 19th, and he said, I want to provide you with some examples of waste, fraud, and abuse at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. As said, the president prides himself on accomplishing projects on time and under budget. Unfortunately, current construction of the wall has been contracted out to the Army Corps of Engineers, and on time and under budget has not characterized their work. Below are three specific examples where they've wasted taxpayer funds and been egregiously slow in constructing physical barriers on our southern border. And he goes through a number of those, the December 18 occurrence, July of 2017, another in June of 18. He said, leading the government to be on time and under budget requires a change in the way we operate and getting the Army Corps of Engineers out of projects that can be handled by private contractors will help move our government in this more efficient direction. Thank you for your leadership and commitment to securing our southern border. I look forward to speaking with you soon on this important issue. What do you make of that?
Well, I think Senator Kramer has a no-nonsense attitude and approach that he wants it done. He's a patriot first and wants our border secured. And sometimes with bureaucracy, there's just a lot of different angles that get tangled up. And, you know, that's why we were so proud to present to him as well as DHS. Here's the solution. We have no problem that our price is out. We have no problem on any of that. And like I said earlier, if someone can do it faster, quicker, and more effective than we are, I'll clap as a American first and a competitor second. But it just needs to get done. We've been talking about this now for 2 years, and over the last 2 years, they basically put up 35 miles of which we wouldn't call fisher sand and gravel quality by any means. And it's time to change. And our agents just deserve more, and it just needs to change.
Well, Tommy, congrats. We look forward to being one of only two media members allowed at that demonstration next week for the DHS folks south of Phoenix. We will be there and broadcast the show next week, most of next week, Tuesday through Friday from Arizona. Get inside your operation a little bit and tell the folks about a North Dakota company that can help secure America. So thanks so much.
Well, we look forward to seeing you next week and to prove it once and for all that let's protect our border for every American.
You bet. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. All right, folks.
Thank you.
Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries. We love it when North Dakota companies do well. Here's another North Dakota company that's doing well. Not only because it's from the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga, North Dakota, but because of the good ingenuity of the wonderful Kathy Nesson, who joins us now on Energy Day. Hello, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, and thank you to the ingenuity of all of our Nesson workers. Scott, it's good to speak with you from Energy Day.
Yeah, not the least of which is RC and Randy, her two wonderful sons, veterans of this great country, and it's just an amazing company all the way around. I have a little extra bounce in my step whenever I get a chance to be in Tioga and be there. We appreciate what you're doing. How are things feeling right now? You know, I remember 2 years ago at Energy Day, and you know, you had CEO of MBI at the time was now gone from there, you know, a little apprehensive about where is this going for oil service industry folks, you know, such as yourself. It's been a tough, you know, little ride here. But do you really, you know, feel things turning the corner? Tell me a little bit about what you're thinking.
Well, I do, Scott. And I think, you know, coming from the service side of this industry, you know, that means that the workers, the men and women who are, you know, supporting these oil companies to do the good work and the efficiencies that they are, you know, deriving. It is good to be part of it. And it's good. I think that I see the next, you know, once again, we're on the upswing here. Tioga is doing well. Nesson is doing well. I'm glad to report. I think that it just really all speaks to the continuous changes that keep on happening. Some of them, you know, are building efficiencies. As we continue to do that, we keep fostering and moving, you know, the entire state of North Dakota forward.
What is the goal of Energy Day? I know Bach and Backers invites folks from all across North Dakota. Obviously, you're in a leadership role with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, very important, providing the information. You have Mark Fox there today as well. What is the goal?
You know, I look at it, education. I think it's really about education. This morning we opened up Josh DeMora, Ron Ness, Rob Lindbergh, and I. You know, we opened up speaking about advocacy and how can we as each individual, you know, help to bring the message of the oil industry, you know, to our neighbors, to our, you know, to our community members, to our, you know, statewide, whether it's through, you know, the education, whether it's through, you know, workforce, whether, you know, however we do this. But the purpose of Energy Day is to communicate and to educate right here in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Well, that process from the time you first started with your late husband, the Nesson mm-hmm. Consulting Service, till today, has really improved incredibly through, you know, a lot of efforts like Bakkenbacker's, but the North Dakota Petroleum Council, obviously a big leader in that. I think most North Dakotans have a pretty good idea of the importance of their school, whether it's in West Fargo or in Watford City, benefiting greatly from the oil and gas industry. Do you?
I totally agree. And I am, you know, of the mindset we are stronger together. And we need the Fargo community, the Grand Forks community, Mayville. We need everybody here. We need all of our workers, our young people, our students, our teachers, our professors. You know, this is a project. When you look at North Dakota, number two oil producing state in the nation, the United States of America, number one oil producing country in the world. That's significant. And to think that we are part of that right here at Energy Day in North Dakota. And we are, you know, I'm a believer in every single one of us is an advocate, you know, for this great state, for this great industry. We keep hearing on the national level untruths. There are things being said, but people hear these. And if you don't hear the facts and you don't hear the truth, you may believe things if there's no other, you know, if the narrative is not brought out. So Energy Day is fabulously important. I think, you know, Rob Lindbergh and the Petroleum Council are doing a great job to get that story out there. And I say one person at a time.
Is there something right now that keeps you up at night related to, you know, where this industry is going? I imagine you, as usual, can see around the curve pretty good and get an idea of where it's going. What are the roadblocks to that success?
Well, once again, I guess misinformation is probably one of the things that concerns me. I'm a believer in speak the facts. Let's get the facts out there. And this is such a great story about, you know, a state success, national security, you know, energy independence and security, you know, right here in, you know, in the grand USA. And all you have to do is look to Venezuela, look to the Middle East, look to the unrest, look to, you know, northern African countries, and look at the, you know, what happens when the good does not prevail. And it is just, it's up to each one of us to advocate, to build, to be engaged, and to help contribute to this success. And, you know, what keeps me, I awake at night, I'm concerned that, you know, the truth is not always being told. So I think every one of us can continue to advocate and to speak on behalf of the great story and the hard work that is being done by the women and men right here in North Dakota.
Pretty amazing. Kathy, thanks so much for your great leadership. Appreciate all that very much. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Scott.
That woman loves Tioga, North Dakota, as do I. We have KTGO right there. Boom into the Bakken, and she has been so wonderful in that whole endeavor. How can we help? I mean, finding us folks to mow the lawn and whatever we need. Pretty awesome. John and Minot, get you in here. I got a minute before the break. Go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Venezuela won't let food supplies into the country. They won't let medical supplies into the country to help their citizens. And our Congress won't let us put up a wall to protect the American citizens from coming into the country and killing us and raping us and let the terrorists in and sex traffickers and everything else. And not only that, they don't want to protect us. They won't.
That's why we got to build a wall. Right, John? I mean, you just described the reason to build a wall, didn't you?
Pardon?
I said you just described the reason we need border security, better border security. What we have now is broken.
Right, and then not only that, they want to take our guns away as much as we can't protect ourselves from those people.
Yeah, boy, Minnesota, I'd be worried if I were you. Who knew Tim Walz was going to be that beholden to the loony left? The radical leftists in Minnesota are running the show.
Yep,
Kevin, you
right.
knew? You knew because you're Minnesotan. You knew.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad. I really didn't. And a lot of people are already surprised. But not only on that, but a lot of environmental issues. Line 3 is a good example. John, appreciate your passion, sir. Thank you. Nice to hear from the Magic City, one of our favorite places. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us next. And a little wrap-up on what's on your mind after this.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4 for $4 pizza special. A single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, I'm Elise Petlich of Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Petlich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Quite place this, but I think it's Doug and Bob McKenzie music. Is that what it is?
No. Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, I see. Okay, very good. Very good. We're back on What's On Your Mind. Final segment, and this is one of those days where I wish I had, you know, Rush's time slot after us. An extra hour, because we didn't get to everything. We didn't get to as many calls as I'd hoped to, but you know what? There's always tomorrow. So we look forward to that. And should be a grand, grand time here. I am going to make sure we have the entire Trump interview up on Facebook, fresh again today. I think it was up yesterday, but we'll put it up there again so you got that. And also all the pictures, and I have received more texts than I can count from people who wanted a copy of the photo, and I said, I'll give you a copy of the official White House photographer's photo. Just text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. What are you driving today, Todd, anyway?
My Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac GMC Sierra with, yes, because at this time of the year when winter never seems to want to end, a heated steering wheel. And if you're one of those people that's thinking, yeah, and it'll be spring in a few weeks, yeah, it's got cooled seats, too. Get yours at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Thanks also to MyPillow, one of our sponsors for our trip to Washington, D.C. to celebrate the 7th national title for the NDSU. National Championship Bison, PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Great videos of everything. If you want behind the scenes, you want the walk to the Lincoln Memorial, we got it all. Capital, check it out on our Facebook page from PetroServe USA. Also, MyPillow, as I mentioned, of course, they have the new Giza sheets now, which are called dream sheets for a reason. That's all I'm saying. Whether it's the pillow, the mattress topper, if you don't have the sheets, you don't have the full MyPillow experience. And Mike Lindell was so fired up about the NDSU Bison going to the White House, he said, we want to sponsor that. So he even offered to give every one of the players a pillow. We offered, and it didn't come together, but everything was happening so quick. But anyway, if you want what each of the NDSU football players could have had, all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Okay? Promo code Scott. Also, our trip to Washington, D.C., brought to you by The Medicine Shop, by Enbridge. Great pipeline company. Doing their best to get that Line 3 built. And by Hess. Hess, part of North Dakota tradition for a long, long time. Speaking of which, it's Energy Day at the state capitol. We chatted with Governor Burgum earlier about that. You heard him gush about the oil and gas industry and the dollars provided to the taxpayers. Schools, roads, everything else. And Kathy Nesset talking a little bit about the perspective of the oil service industry. Ron Ness, who is the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, joins us now to talk about this momentous day. Congrats, Ron. Another great energy day. This is really exciting to hear how everybody is participating and learning and getting to the hearings. And you got a lot of folks storming the Capitol today, right?
Yes, we do, Scott, and thanks for having everybody on today. And, of course, this is all about just getting people together, and actually it's more about networking amongst the industry folks with the new technologies and partnering them up with their potential customers and vice versa. But it's a great opportunity, as I'm sure your previous speakers talked about. But I'd like to visit a little bit about the hearing I just stepped out of was the tribal oil tax bill. And, of course, this morning there was Operation Prairie Dog, the bill in which is going to take those oil tax revenues and distribute them out of the SIF fund to cities and counties and townships across all of North Dakota. But this tribal tax bill that we just discussed about creating a uniform, stable tax compact between the state and the tribe is really important. And Chairman Fox is here, of course, and the legislative leaders and the governor have supported this effort. So it's a super big deal. And I reminded the committee that when we started down this path in 2007 and the legislature approved the first tribal tax compact agreement, there had not been a well drilled on the reservation for 27 years. And so taxation, stable, predictable environment is critically important. So, you know, that's a big issue. And going forward, if you have that type of a tax agreement, we think it's going to increase the investment and help capture more gas because it's a more stable environment to invest in. So good day here at the Capitol, I think, for people across North Dakota.
So I know the governor has signed that compact agreement with MHA. Does it have to be ratified by the legislature? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, essentially what the governor and the tribal chairman decided that if they put this compact together and they sign it in advance, typically it would work the other way. The legislature would say, we approve this compact, now you guys go work out a deal. Well, they decided that to expedite this whole thing and show the legislative body that, we're serious about this, we're gonna proceed with this, they got that compact signed before today's hearing in the House. This bill has already passed the Senate. So Essentially, I think once the legislature approves the bill and the governor signs the final bill, the compact is done now. So essentially, they'll just wait for the bill to go into effect, and you know, that's that stability. And really, nothing has to change because the tax, it's tax distribution that this will change. And
wow.
The 80-20 on trust land, 20-80 on fee land.
Another historic time. Pretty amazing when you think about it. Ron, thanks for the great leadership from the North Dakota Petroleum Council and for all that tax dollars that the industry cranks out. You bet. We'll have more on Energy Matters. We're going to talk with some folks, Jason Baker, Kevin Black, and Ray Berry, all with businesses and great stories about the Bakken. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.